Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. We're here to bring you guys updated news every single day and a lot of health topics and a lot of high-end supplements right to your front door. Next day or shipping, if you need it, available at healthmasters.com. And we also have the DHL express shipping that we got together the contract a couple years back. You guys know we can pretty much get products to any part of the world in about 3 to 5 business days, so be sure to take advantage of that if you need anything at healthmasters.com.
Wait a minute, this is a pretty big deal that people aren't getting that live in Russia and China.
They get it fast.
I mean, 3 to 5 days. It used to be 4 to 6, 8 weeks.
Oh, it's sometimes 2 months. So
that's a big deal. We got that all set up now for you. Well, I'm sorry.
it's the truth, though. We worked hard on it. And so if you guys need anything, be sure, check it out. GHI Cleanse on sale, product of the week, 12% off right now. We talked about it yesterday on the show in detail about a lot of the effects of turmeric. There's another study that just came out. I was reading about it here earlier. It was a landmark study, and it discussed how turmeric can actually help with depression. And they said it actually can actually even have a more effective approach than Prozac in this research study. Again, not my statement. That's their statement. They said effective relief without the side effects. The study holds weight because it's a randomized controlled study that offers hope of natural therapies. Researchers believe the effectiveness of curcumin stems from the fact that it can help out with enzymes which link to depression found in the brain in high levels. It also can help at the same time with levels of serotonin and dopamine in the brain, which lead to people feeling calm and overall sense of well-being. So again, curcumin, turmeric, detoxifying the body, reducing inflammation, all these things are extremely important for overall health. There's another article here too that I was reading about, and it was discussing how stress is now also being linked to cancer, which we already knew that. They said stress creates a 4-fold increase in the spread of cancer, because a lot of times what happens is with stress, you have inflammation. Inflammation leads to cancer. And so again, this is another reason why it's really important to keep your stress under control, to keep your nutrient density under control, and keep your inflammation under control. And that's why GHI Cleanse works so well. What do you think, Dan? How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Inflammation is important, and sugar is one of the worst things you can do for inflammation.
Yeah, it is.
In fact, there's an article on the Daily Mail today, and it says, if you want to avoid dementia, scientists named 3 most effective things you can do to protect the weak spot in the brain from succumbing to memory-robbing disorder, but you may not like one of their tips. Researchers say that traffic-related air pollution, this is when you're driving in traffic and you're breathing carbon monoxide all the time, and you're also dealing with all kinds of exhaust gases, which again, this is going to go right back to the green agenda.
I was about to say.
And alcohol increases dementia risk. And they're right about that. And of course, sugar, they're also listing that as one. It says basically drink less alcohol, stay away from busy roads, and stop eating so much sugar. Now, alcohol is an interesting compound of what it does to the liver and what it does to the brain, hence the segue to GHI Cleanse.
Yeah.
Because what it does, it helps to detoxify the liver, it helps to stop inflammation, and it helps to help heal the gastrointestinal tract. And it says this weak spot in the brain can cause all types of problems for you as you get older, with a massive increase of senile dementia and Alzheimer's disease. They're also linking it to frontotemporal dementia. It's the same condition suffered by diehard star Bruce Willis, 68, which causes the brain's personality and behavioral centers to shrink. Research at the University of Oxford found specific parts of the brain are most vulnerable to alcohol, diabetes, and traffic-related air pollution. Now, I'm going to stop for 1 second, and I'm going to talk about this. This is an important topic to cover this morning, and here's why. A lot of it has to do with helmet-to-helmet contact in football. A lot of it has to do with severe falls. A lot of it talks about severe brain injuries and traumatic brain injuries and how they lead to a complete personality change. And this article is talking about that. And it's also talking about how the alcohol will do the same thing. And so let me just share with you this. When people have falls or they're in football and they have helmet-to-helmet contact, that's why they've been so strict down with football as far as ejecting people when they start doing spearing and helmet-to-helmet contacts. Because when you have these types of injuries to the frontal lobe of the brain, that's where the reasoning centers are of the brain, and that's where the personality is. And I've known so many people who over the years have played football or been in contact sports, and as they get older, they start having massive personality changes. Something happens, a person takes a severe fall or is in an automobile accident or hit in the head with an airbag and all the other crazy things that happen. So be careful with yourself. Be careful when you get older so you don't fall and trip and hit your head. Be careful if you do have injuries to get diagnosed very quickly. There's not a whole lot they can do about this when they have severe brain injuries. It's just very important that we understand that if we take care of ourselves and be careful with how we get dressed and not trying to bounce on one foot in the shower and that kind of nonsense. I'm being serious now that, you know, you can avoid a lot of these injuries. Also this, if you're having issues with alcohol and you're drinking a lot, it's going to cause deterioration of the brain because alcohol is a neurotoxin. It's what it is. And I know my older brother, I'm not going to mention any names here. He's been an alcoholic his whole life. And he's got severe dementia now, severe memory lapse, severe personality changes to the point where it's almost difficult to have a conversation with him. And you go, is it that bad? Well, yeah, he used to drink a case of beer a day. You know, he really went on the hard alcohol, but he's always on alcohol. Then he started having problems with his heart. He was having a ventricular fibrillation, which can be caused by the magnesium being flushed out of the system by alcohol. So if you're going to drink, do it in moderation. If you have a glass of wine or a glass of beer a couple times a month, leave it at that. Don't make it so you have to have alcohol to feel normal. Very, very important you avoid this stuff like that. And it's talking about how if you develop diabetes or traffic-related pollution, which I got to give it iffy on that one, unless you're in China, alcohol consumption, lack of sleep, too much weight gain, smoking, blood pressure, not enough exercise, all these different things are directly affected by, you know, the frontal lobes of the brain and what you eat and traumatic brain injury. But I thought this was a good article. Now, you've got another article we want to cover this morning, a little bit of a light humor article, but I want to talk about it because it's kind of weird. Is that they're talking about this new solar eclipse that's about to happen and how it's going to be a world-ending event. And they're going to be declaring martial law. You know, it seems like the media, every time they have a chance, they have to come in and say, oh, we have a red heifer being born, or we're having this happening, or we're going to have a tidal wave, or we're going to have this, we're going to have that. Here's how I look at all of this stuff. The moon controls the tides. Now, a lot of people are wondering about the moon itself. You know, I know when the Russians hit it years ago with a missile, with a moon shot, it rang like a gong as if it was hollow for like 24 hours or whatever it was.
How does it ring, though, in space? Well, there's no air up there.
I think what happened is because it's putting out, you know, well, there is air in space, just not very much.
Yeah, I mean.
And so everything we see in Hollywood about how it's dead silent in space and all the rest of it,
I haven't been there.
I haven't been there. And you know, and some people like David Icke, they don't even think the moon is real. Now, whether the moon is real or not, I don't know. I know that the Apollo thing in the 60s was complete fake. Then they're saying that we have moon bases up there, that we developed them in the 60s before Apollo.
And I want to go. I want to go walk on the moon.
And they're saying that we have aliens on the moon, on the dark side of the moon, and all the other stuff that they say we have. And here's the way I look at it: is this? It's like you said, I haven't been there. I mean, I don't believe the Earth looks like a round ball like this.
The can's not a round ball.
Well, I'm looking at this way. You know, the lid. I don't think the Earth looks like that. I think it's something different because as a pilot, you don't have to adjust for all that when you're flying. So I think
Is it raining hard?
It's raining really hard. And so the reality is what happens. You have your studio in a metal building. So a little segue here to the rain. But the thing about it is that, you know, I think the Earth's shaped more, you know, more like a spaceship, like a disc. That's what I think it is. That would explain a lot more as far as the pilot stuff that we have to do. But I don't think the Earth is flat either. So don't put me in the flat earther category because the flat earthers don't know for sure what it looks like either. But if it was shaped more like a disc, it would make sense how the sun would go around the entire disc.
I just want to know why I can't go to Antarctica.
Well, we can't go to Antarctica because it's at the bottom side of the disc.
It's always just funny. You can't go to Antarctica. They shoot you down for your safety but there's 67 military installations on Antarctica. Nothing down there but penguins.
Well, you know, and then you got Admiral Byrd and his account of whether that's all true and all the other crazy stuff. Story. Spaceships coming out of Antarctica. Yeah, so is there something really going on in Antarctica? Is this where the fallen angels are locked up? Yeah, that's just what I'm going to go there for a second. Probably so. I covered that in Angel Wars. So everything they tell us about the shape of the planet, about the reality that we live in, about the multidimensional universe, about all of it is stuff to keep us sedated mentally. So now they're going to use fear again. Remember, you know, perfect love casts out fear, the Bible tells us. And so what happens is they're going to scare us. Like, remember 9/11? Remember Y2K? Remember 2012? Remember all of this stuff that happened and all the things that were going to happen to our planet, how bad it was? Now, I must admit, now 9/11 was pretty bad.
I was about to say, you can't put 9/11 and 2012 in the same category.
9/11 really did happen. And 9/11 really was the trigger for the martial law that we're experiencing now in the United States and globally.
Yep. Homeland Security.
Homeland Security. But Y2K, and I remember there was another one. I think it was 86 reasons for the rapture in 86.
Well, yeah, I was reading an article here that says the New York State Police are declaring an emergency plan, a state of emergency in response to the upcoming solar eclipse. We already had one of these in 2017. Nothing happened. Well, it's interesting. My buddy that's in the markets, he was talking to me. He sent me a text today, and he said what's very ironic is how much money, time, energy, and media focus they're putting on this solar eclipse for something that, you know, happens for 20 minutes and it's happened multiple times. And he said it's very much like it's a distraction because remember in April – so there's a lot of weird stuff that happens in April. You had Waco happen in April. You had Ruby Ridge happen in April. April's a very strange month.
It's a high month for satanic stuff.
Yeah, and it is what it is. I mean, my son's born in April, so good things happen in April too. But what's strange about it is...
IRS is doing April.
Yeah. You didn't have to go there.
Yeah, I know.
But the thing that's interesting about it is, though, if you go back to a lot of these events like solar eclipse and stuff like that,
and mass sacrifices.
Yeah, they've always used these. You go back all the way up to the Mayans and the Aztecs, the witch doctors, they used to know when these things were starting to occur, and they would have them timed out, and they would use them as excuses to control the population through sacrifices. You can see that movie Apocalypto. It goes into detail with that. It's, oh, we've had a lunar eclipse now, or whatever they called it back then. The gods are appeased. We don't have to sacrifice anybody else left today. And they always had these ways of manipulating the population because they didn't know what was going on, and this is kind of, again, what they're doing now. The fact that the only reason I'm covering this today is because like every single mainstream news outlet,
they won't stop,
and everybody keeps emailing me and asking me what's going to happen with the solar eclipse.
Nothing's going to happen.
No, and the only thing,
except for having an eclipse.
The only possible scenario that I could see is something that they use this as an excuse, like say, oh, we've had a power outage now. The banks aren't open for a couple days. Now we've got to do something with the markets. That could occur. Something like that, some black swan event. I don't know. Just speculating. But what I am saying, this is more fear porn, or it's going to be used as a cover, just like we saw with this whole incident with this bridge disaster. You know, I talked to my buddy last night, too, and he said what's very strange about this whole thing is this giant cargo ship runs into this bridge, 1:30 a.m., dead of night, drops the whole bridge, complete disaster, loss of life, horrific even. By 9 a.m., they've already done a full investigation. They already have all the talking points on mainstream media. Every single platform and every single agency has determined it was an accident. Nothing to see here. FBI says it's an accident. All the engineers say it's an accident. Every single report is an accident by 9 a.m. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever dealt with state government, federal government. They don't do anything that fast. They never get in a hurry to do anything, much less determine that an entire event this big has already been deemed an accident within the wee hours of the morning. And by 9 a.m., the mainstream media already has all their talking points, all the investigation points, every single documented outline ready to go to put on television at 9 a.m. when this thing happened at 1:30 a.m. I don't buy that for one reason. That aspect right there is what makes me question a whole lot about that event. Because the federal government doesn't do anything quick. The government
doesn't
do anything fast.
You know, here's the thing. If it was an event that was planned, we knew about it. It's like 9/11.
And they would have all the talking points already lined up,
set up,
just like they did with 9/11.
And so we have to ask ourselves a question. Is it another, you know, false flag? Are they going to blame it on somebody else?
Same thing like the Las Vegas shooting.
Yeah.
Remember the Las Vegas shooting? They already had this guy in the hotel lined up, surveillance footage of him bringing duffel bags up to the room for days and bringing guns. Whole story was already laid out right after the shooting.
You know, do you remember when we went to the gay club?
Whoa, 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 whoa. You got to rephrase that. Whoa.
I just want to get
No. This is live. Rewind that back. No, we did not go to a gay club.
Well,
we went to investigate.
No, that's what I meant. You let me finish.
A crime scene.
I didn't get the paragraph out. Austin and I, years ago.
We don't go to gay clubs, dude.
Just want to see if you guys are still listening. It was a terrible event, but we can't even know. We don't know if it's real or not. It was a Pulse shooting at the gay club over in Orlando, and it was an interesting event because, you know, we heard all of this stuff on the news, how there was a big standoff outside and there was gunfire being exchanged. And there were bullet holes all over the walls. And
yeah,
and
a giant gunfight outside.
Yeah. And then, you know, they were just charging automatic weapons. And Austin and I were like, what the heck? This is like an hour drive away to go to the gay club to investigate. There, I said,
do you have to phrase it like
that? Well, I like to do it because it's kind of fun. And so not going to the gay club, but the fact that
dude, saying this. Stop.
But what happened? We got there. Listen to this. This is a crazy story. We get there and there's like a big chain link fence up that's got like stuff that's like paper on it. You can't see the gay club. And so there were already holes torn in the fence. So I went up and looked, and there were no bullet holes on the outside of the
fence. No, we walked around the whole perimeter, man.
And there was a PVC fence out front. It had no bullet
holes. There was not one single
hole
anywhere I could find as far as the fire.
And so I started thinking, this is weird. And so then there was a guy who was a cop, and he was in a Ram pickup truck.
Yep.
I think it was a diesel. He was idling. And we walked up to him. He's by himself in the truck. And we knocked on the window. We said, you know, we got to ask you a couple questions about this. He goes, everything you've heard from the media is a lie.
Yeah, it was really strange. It was a bit ominous too, because the thing about it was when he said it, he basically kind of said it and then he stopped. It was real strange. Like he knew when he said it, he didn't want to go and elaborate anymore. And then didn't he say they put a gag order on them?
Well, then what happened? We went to the other side of the gate.
Yeah,
and there were two guys sitting out there in like chairs with a cooler. Remember that? They had a cooler. Like they're sitting all day and they want to have something cold to drink.
It was weird.
This thing's messed up. And so what happened is we asked those two investigators and they wouldn't say anything. And they were saying that we are basically not allowed to talk about any of this. And I thought to myself, okay, something is not right here. And so and if this was a true event, my deepest condolences to the families of those who were shot. That's a fact.
Oh, something. There was definitely. Right. I've been talking to my buddy who's a sheriff, and he said there was definitely a shooting there. Yeah. But it was not what everybody was told. It was the same thing like what happened with the Parkland shooting.
Well, that
was horrific.
Oh, yeah. So the problem is that, you know, they only feed you what they want to feed you, and they feed you trash almost all the time in the media. And that's why I wanted to cover the stuff, you know, with the gay club and the thing with the moon and the thing with the eclipses and all the rest of this stuff, because the whole thing that we live in, this planet that we're on, it's not really, kind of not really a planet. It's more of a realm that we're in. The problem is because of the multidimensional universe that we're in, we really can't understand it with a finite brain like we have. It's different. That's why they won't let anybody else go up into space and really see the Earth and what it looks like. And it's really weird to me when you see all of this stuff and you start thinking about all this stuff, you start thinking, well, why are they doing to us? Well, again, it creates this image that, you know, we're just a planet in the middle of the solar system being dragged at a million miles an hour by the sun like a giant comet going through the universe. Well, if that's true, why has the precession of the equinox never changed in thousands and thousands of years? So all of this stuff that we're being fed is a bunch of, I guess you could say, Masonic lies, Illuminati lies, or satanic lies, all brought to us, you know, exclusively by Lucifer, as we're tied up in this realm down here with him. I don't know. So I know we don't really go to this weird level like this, but don't believe everything you're told from the media when it comes to solar eclipses or anything, Austin. Because
and here's the part that's funny to me, because I've had arguments with people about this before with Antarctica, back to Antarctica. There is no satellite imagery of Antarctica at all from space. You can quote me on that. Look it up. There's none. Zero. And they say it has to do with geography and it has to do with lack of interest and finances to run satellite images over Antarctica. They admit, NASA admits the satellite images that you see online of Antarctica are all digital. They're not real. They flat out say that. There's right here. I pulled this up. United States Antarctic Program. Why are there no satellite images of Antarctica? It has to do with geography. The South Pole is so far south on the planet. The Earth's curvature blocks the South Pole from seeing most satellites.
Nonsense.
What?
Earth bulge.
What? So there's just no way to get a satellite around there, and there's no reason, there's no interest, and there's no money. But we've got 68 countries with military installations on this continent of Antarctica, but yet there's zero satellite imagery. Think about that for a second. You got military bases with no satellites.
How are they communicating without satellites?
Thank you. Yeah,
somebody didn't run a wire under the ocean down there. I mean, come on now.
No, so it's funny because I had a discussion with somebody one time, and I said, why are there no sat images of Antarctica anywhere? They don't exist. Well, there are. I said, yeah, they're all digital. There's nothing real down there as far as on photos online. There's no online photos.
So, again, it goes back to why I did Angel Wars. We have to go to the pre-Adamic race and the pre-Adamic flood and all the other things that we've talked about so many times on this show.
Yep.
And the fact that, you know, that this is prison planet Earth, that Lucifer was locked up down here with his cohorts. And, you know, we have to ask ourselves, are they being released? You know, are they being put back into our dimension? Are they in our dimension? And then we have to understand that this battle is not against flesh and blood, but against all these entities in these other dimensions. So the reason they tell us all this stuff is to keep us sedated and stupid. I'm just telling you that the truth, that they don't want human beings to figure out what the heck's going on down here. They don't want us to realize it's all about human sacrifice and feeding the entities on the other side of the realm. They don't want us to realize that the Aztecs had such advanced calendars. They could predict solar eclipses and things hundreds of years in advance, much more advanced than some of the stuff that we have today. They don't want you to think about the fact that Quetzalcoatl came to them, you know, 1,000 years ago and told him that if he sacrificed their children to him, that he would give them all of this advanced mathematics, which he did. And that's another form of sacrifice. That's another term for, you know, Lucifer's Quetzalcoatl, the winged serpent god. So all of this stuff is very, very real, but it's been put into the ash heap of history because we're too concerned about Kim Kardashian's buttocks. We're too concerned about all the other things they show us about P. Diddy now. No, this is like a 25-ring circus that keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger to engage more and more people into things that don't mean anything.
It has expanded, man.
Oh my God, the theater.
You're right. When you put it like that and you start thinking about all the theater and all the crap that they bombard us with every single day, that's why we try to bring a lot of news articles to you guys, a lot of health articles to you guys on a regular basis to try to keep you guys updated on what actually matters, like your health, your overall well-being.
And your spiritual growth.
Yes. And the thing is, there's an article here earlier that was talking about how, and pull it up again real quick. This is interesting. It was talking about how turmeric protects the brain against fluoride poisoning, which is interesting. This is actually an older article here back from 2014. And it says the neurodegenerative effects of fluoride are well documented in scientific literature. Publishing the findings in a recent issue of Pharmacology Magazine, a research team out of India observed regular consumption of turmeric help to protect the brain against fluoride poisoning, having previously uncovered pathways to which fluoride induces harm and neurodegenerative changes in the brain. The team found that turmeric both neutralizes existing fluoride and protects against additional fluoride. I did not know that. I was reading about it earlier today. I was finding it online. And so that's actual information you can utilize. This other stuff we see is kind of ridiculous. And then you turn around, you have stuff that gets quietly swept under the rug, like this article that just came out, and it's discussing how toddlers and other young children face a higher risk of seizures shortly after the COVID-19 vaccine. Imagine that. According to a new study from the FDA, the incident of seizures was 2.5 times higher among children within a day after receiving the Moderna shot than among the same children 8 to 63 days after vaccination. They said the risk was significantly elevated, they wrote in the preprint paper describing this result. The million-dollar question you got to ask yourself is, why in the world are these physicians and these doctors still even remotely talking about the need or offering this COVID shot to young children? There is no serious health risk with COVID in young children. We've already seen that. The vast majority of kids already have natural immunity to it. So why are we risking these young kids' health, especially these pediatric offices? Are they getting financially incentivized to keep pushing the shot? Yeah, you guys make your own decision on that. But quite frankly, you got to be dumber than a box of rocks and live in the middle of nowhere to actually think this COVID shot is safe for children with the research that keeps coming out now.
But people don't realize that, you know, people, you know, what people don't understand.
They want to watch the circus.
People want to watch the circus. Yeah. You know, I mean, when you got to, you know, I went to the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus years ago.
It was cool.
Got thrown out. It was crazy because I wanted to, doesn't matter, I had to go to the car for a minute. They didn't want to let me get back in. You remember all that? Yeah. Ridiculous. And I thought to myself, this is ludicrous because it was crazy. I'm not going to go to that show. That was ridiculous.
At least you didn't get escorted out by 7 law enforcement officers out of Disney Springs like I did.
Seven
security contractors in law enforcement. That's why I don't go to Disney Springs anymore. You were talking about it yesterday. I started laughing.
Seven.
It was seven.
I thought they just asked you to leave.
No.
Did y'all went to the car?
Oh, yeah. They said a security contractor. They escorted me out of the property.
Were you trespass warned?
No, I didn't get trespass warrant. I was told if I came back with a firearm, I was going to jail. They asked me. I told you, it was a crazy story. I've never said this on the show before. I think I've done it on the show. I was there with Lan and the kids. This is years ago. I'm walking through Disney Springs. This is before they had metal detectors. I hadn't been there in years because I hate Disney. I don't know how I got talked into going. So I'm going. I'm with the kids. I'm walking freely unmolested on my way. Look like a normal grown adult with my family. And all of a sudden, law enforcement shows up out of nowhere, the canine. He goes, sir, my dog alerted you. Are you carrying a firearm? I'm like, dude, you were 100 feet away from me 2 seconds ago. You're telling me out of 50 people, your dog just happened to alert to me that I'm carrying a firearm? And I look at the dog. He's like a puppy. Canine. He's literally looking around. There's no idea where he's even at. I'm like, oh, he alerted that I have a firearm. He said, sir, I need to just law enforcement. I need to know if you're carrying a firearm. I said, well, absolutely I'm carrying a firearm. Why would I not be carrying a firearm? That's a stupid question. And he goes, do you have a concealed carry permit? I said, absolutely. He goes, well, that's kind of a moot point because this is private property. I've got to call backup. Now, get some phone, bump, 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 need backup. Two little guys from security show up. Three more sheriffs show up. Another security contractor shows up. Before long, there's seven guys surrounding me. And I'm standing there with my kids. It's like in a matter of minutes. They said, sir, what kind of firearm are you carrying? I said, it's a Glock. Would you like to see it? No. Don't pull it out. I said, what do you guys want me to do? I said, I'm lawfully carrying this. So this is private property. You're not allowed to carry firearms on this property. I said, is it posted? What's posted on the entrance? I said, well, you need to post it better. So I didn't see it. I said, last time I checked, this is Florida. We carry guns wherever we want. They said, well, sir, you have to leave the property or we're going to arrest you. You cannot carry a firearm. You need to go put it back in your vehicle. And I said, I don't disarm for anyone, period. And then all of a sudden, one of the sheriff's officers starts flanking me. I looked at him. He's behind me. There's seven of them now. Seven. I got my kids with me. He starts flanking me, coming up behind me. I said, dude, why are you flanking me? I said, what do you think? I'm going to get aggressive with seven security officers now, sheriff officers? They said, sir, you need to leave. We're escorting you out. Sure enough, they walked me and my wife and the kids all the way out to the parking lot with security, basically said, you can put your firearm in the vehicle and lock it up, and you can come back in, or you have to leave the premises immediately. I said, I'm leaving the premises immediately. I said, I'm not disarming for anybody, especially you, especially after this behavior. You just gave me a better reason why I need to carry everywhere. And again, that was my last time at Disney Springs. Probably won't ever be back there again.
You're the reason. You did it.
They have metal detectors now, I've heard.
Well, no, you did it to me. They put me on security cameras. Every time I go in, I told you that yesterday. Yeah. I have to go through the metal detector.
I got a great option. Don't go.
Well, yeah, but yeah, it's yeah, I know. I agree. But
don't go. Well, I'm not going to support.
I don't want to support.
I won't get my money.
Sometimes
they kick me out, dudes. I'm carrying a gun. They kick me out.
I remember one time since we're doing tell all today, I was at Disney World. This is 15 years ago, and I remember I was riding the tram to the Magic Kingdom. And as soon as I get to the Magic Kingdom, a security officer walks up, a little earpiece in, and says, sir, are you carrying a firearm? And I said, it's none of your business. And I was carrying a Glock. I think it was a it's that 9mm with the double stack. Which one's that?
For 43X.
No, it wasn't the 43X. That's a single stack.
Yeah, it was a 26.
I think it was 26.
Compact.
I just thought I'd mention this. And so he goes, well, what do you have in your pocket? He said, let me see what's in your pocket. I said, do you really want me to empty my pocket right now? This is kind of crazy. Finally, I said, yes, I'm carrying a Glock. And yes, I have concealed weapons permit. He said the same thing. He said, well, you can either take it to our security area and lock it up in a locker, which he was really nice. By that time, the cop, boom, right there. Like, it's like that movie Mr. Deeds with the butler.
No, they're quick. I'll give them credit. Their response time at Disney is ridiculous.
I was standing there, and all of a sudden, boom, he's right there. I'm like, where did you come from?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, we need to know what we need to do.
Very sneaky.
Yeah, if we need to take you to your car, but they weren't going to even escort me to your car. They just wanted me to go back to the car. They were going to monitor me.
This is an older time, though, too.
It's a lot more lenient. And so they actually let me come behind security, and there were literally hundreds of cameras on a wall, all black and white, monitoring everything throughout the park. And I went, wow, I'm in the
mind. You said they're all changing too, didn't you? I mean, they're all rolling over.
Oh, it's crazy. And I'm like, wow, okay. So they let me have a little locker. I put my gun in the locker, and I came back later. But they were really nice about it. They really were.
Yeah, that was 15 years ago, though.
Oh, well, yeah, but then, of course, now I'm on their facial recognition database, and now every time I go anywhere over there, I get searched. I will give them credit, though. When they do wind you down, they're very polite about it. But I always tell anytime I have a date to go over there, whatever, I always say, I am going to get searched. I mentioned this yesterday, and every single time it does.
Well, you got to remember, Epcot was the
Environmental Prototype
Experimental
Community
Experimental
of America.
Yeah,
Environmental Prototype Community of Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. The whole thing, the whole concept about Epcot, a lot of people don't realize this, is it is one of the first 15-minute style cities that's ever been built.
It's the first fully monitored.
It is completely self-sustaining, where you literally could live there and not go anywhere, but it's also designed to use it as an experiment for the first, like, 15-minute city. That's what they got the concept from, and they did it back in the 80s. I think when they built it, I read it, it was like over, like, some billion-something dollars when they put that together.
They built it back in, like, I think it was 84 it opened up, and maybe 83. I can't remember. It was a long time. But let's just get off that topic.
Anyway.
Fast food chains that are still serving your antibiotic-stuffed meat after Chick-fil-A does a U-turn, what it means for your health.
I saw that. I told you guys. I'm warning about Chick-fil-A.
No, they said
don't write me.
They said the move by Chick-fil-A reverses an earlier pledge to eliminate the use of antibiotics. It's one of the several fast food chains that still uses antibiotics in their meat production. Wow. It says a staggering number of popular fast food chains still use antibiotics in their meat, including the major fast food joint Chick-fil-A, who announced it will reverse the promise to remove the medicines from its chicken. In other words, it's going to keep giving you antibiotics.
Yep.
The restaurant franchise will use meat treated with antibiotics from next month, noting a lower supply of chicken for its U-turn. But it's far from the only popular. By the way, they also use MSG, monosodium glutamate.
A lot of MSG.
A lot of MSG. But it's far from the only popular chain to sell products containing traces of the drugs, which contributes to the global threat of antibiotic resistance. This is true. This is useful information you can use. Responsible for millions of deaths worldwide every year, antibiotic resistance describes the process by which common bacteria evolve to become unaffected by antibiotic drugs to use to kill them. Let me give you an example of this. If you take an ant hill and you put poison on it, you don't kill all the ants every single time. And those ants, if they're still alive with the queen that were resistant to the poison, they will produce a new colony, becomes even more resistant. So if you kill 90% of the ants, now you only kill 10% of the newest ants. The same thing happens with antibiotics. When you have antibiotic resistance, the antibiotics that they use simply don't work. Responsible for millions of deaths, that's why I'm talking about this. It means bugs on meat that cause food poison, like salmonella, may become indestructible. The Daily Mail has identified several other chains that still use meat raised with antibiotics. Burger King, Starbucks. I didn't know Starbucks sold meat. Starbucks sell meat?
No, I don't think so. They're all vegans, a bunch of
pencil necks. Jack in the
Box. We're live.
And Dairy Queen. Chick-fil-A had previously promised to phase out the use of antibiotics, but citing supply chain, it's decided no longer to continue to do that. So it's talking about all the other ones. And it rates them, A's and B's and C's and D's and F's. And F's include Burger King and Panda Express,
an F.
Sonic and DQ,
Taco Bell,
Arby's
F,
and yeah. Little Caesars and Olive Garden. And
all
Starbucks
of them. They're all on the
Domino's
list, man.
They're all owned by
BlackRock,
State Street,
and Vanguard.
I
guarantee you they are. That's the thing I've tried to warn people about Chick-fil-A, because they call it, the church's chicken, it's Christian chicken, all this stuff. Dude, Chick-fil-A is not what it was, man. Chick-fil-A had a great concept when it came out, and they actually had decent food. The stuff they have now, the MSG that's in it, toxins.
The original owner died.
Right, and it's gone way downhill. So don't write me and tell me Chick-fil-A's great, because it's not. I've looked at the test on it. You can look it here. Antibiotic chicken out the wazoo. MSG's insane. That's why people are so addicted to it, man.
Yeah, and then the companies get D's or Taco Bell if you want to eat at that place. I mean,
they got a D. I'm impressed.
Why in the world?
I thought it was an F.
Well, Burger King has got F. I mean, Taco Bell, low quality meat as far as I'm concerned. Applebee's got a D. IHOP got a D.
IHOP.
And here's the craziest one. McDonald's got a C. How in the world did McDonald's get a C? It doesn't make any sense. And then Wendy's got a C and Subway got a C. And who got an A? Chipotle and Panera Bread. They got an A. So,
Well, I know Chipotle, they've kept it pretty tight as far as making sure their quality of meat. Because I know they've talked about that before, is not using any type of antibiotic meat in Chick-fil-A or Chipotle. And I know they're pretty decent. The problem is, last time I went to Chipotle's, man, they had so much Chipotle seasoning on their rice.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, it was like so much
sodium. Article goes on to say livestock typically undergoes a withdrawal period for a few days before their slaughter or reduce the amount of medicine, which is antibiotics, seeping into the meat that people eat. While there is no immediate direct harm from consuming meat treated with antibiotics, doing so could help promote drug-resistant bacteria. This makes it much more difficult for medicines to eliminate bacterial infections. It could mean that a simple case of food poisoning becomes deadly. A previous FDA analysis of animal feed found that of the 30 antibiotics used in different kinds, 18 of them pose a high risk of exposing humans to antibiotic resistance. Meanwhile, the CDC estimates that 2.8 million antibiotic-resistant infections occur every year in the United States. 2.8 million, that's a lot. About 660,000 of those are caused by resistant forms of salmonella, two bacteria commonly spread by animal slaughter for food. And let me tell you how this happens, okay? This is one of the things that happens. It's kind of gross. But then when they take animals and they cut them open, like a cow, when they're butchering it, if they're not careful, when they open the intestinal tract, a lot of this stuff gets on the meat. That's how it gets spread like it does, from the colon, et cetera. Burger King, Starbucks, Olive Green, Panda Express, Little Caesars, Domino's, Sonic, Arby's, Jack in the Box, Dairy Queen, we already mentioned that, Buffalo Wild Wings, and Pizza Hut all scored a full F on grades. Wow. She says Chick-fil-A is not the only restaurant chain to have backtracked on its pledge to eliminate antibiotics from its meat. Tyson Foods, which processes about 20% of all chicken in the U.S. owned by BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, dropped its no-biotics ever, promised last July. So now they're using antibiotics again, too. The Arkansas-based company had previously become the largest poultry producer to eliminate the use of antibiotics in its company's branded nuggets, wings, and breasts. So what we do is we go to the grocery store, and they actually rotisserie chickens, and they have antibiotic versions, non-antibiotic versions. And so we always pick the ones that are the organic. Well, they're not really organic, but they're non-antibiotic, because at least that way you're not going to cause yourself to become antibiotic resistant. Yeah. Also. So be careful with all that stuff. What's your next story?
Well, it's interesting. I actually just got a question off Instagram from online from team_healthmasters. By the way, follow us on there, team_healthmasters. It was a question. It's interesting. A girl asked, will the ashwagandha formula exacerbate arthritis? It's an interesting question, because I asked because ashwagandha is within the nightshade family. I avoid them after listening to Dr. Ted explain the potential effects on arthritis and inflammation. Since eliminating the nightshade vegetables, I'm close to 100% free from pain. Thank you for the valuable teachings. Let me know what you think. Well, since you asked that question and I'm on the show, I'm just going to answer it right now. And actually, ashwagandha has been shown numerous times to actually help with reduction of inflammation and help reduce arthritis. There was a study, since you asked, according to 125 participants in a research study with rheumatoid arthritis, ashwagandha successfully soothed joint pain compared to the placebo. Researchers believe ashwagandha is both anti-inflammatory and stops pain signals from traveling along the central nervous system. So, great question, Kristen. Yes, it does help out with arthritis and can reduce inflammation. It does not cause it, even though it's from the nightshade family. Ashwagandha has so many other health properties, including helps out with heart health, helps out with cognitive health, helps out with stress and anxiety a ton, helps out with thyroid function, sexual function, really, really good stuff. The biggest thing that everybody gets out of ashwagandha that I talk to is the stress and anxiety. That's why I put that kit together on the front page, the anxiety stress kit, with the cortisol buster and the pure ashwagandha. That's a really effective stack. It's really simple, really cost effective, and it really helps get cortisol and stress under control, because that's a huge factor, especially nowadays. Like I told you before, a lot of people are stressed now. You know, they're going from remote work. They're going back to the workstations, working with a lot of stupid people sometimes. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be mean. There's some people that just, they really just obnoxious. I get it. And so you got to deal with all that now. And you get people that are really uneducated, that want to argue about everything, and they want to argue from a position of ignorance, which is really annoying. So, again, ashwagandha can help get you through those stressful times at work. But no, it does not cause arthritis. It actually helps prevent it.
You know, it's interesting to me. You know, there are some people, and this is going to sound awful because I don't like talking like this because it makes it sound kind of weird, but some people are in know-it-all gear.
All the time.
Okay? And it's like they've got a 5-speed transmission with reverses up to the left, and they're having to pop the clutch, and they jam the thing into know-it-all gear. And so now they know everything. So you can talk to them about albino racehorses out of the southern tip of Tiberia, which I have no idea what that even is. But they're an expert.
Oh, they're an expert. Immediately
and,
an
you
expert.
Know, you know, and it aggravates, because I remember years ago, I gotta be careful how I say this, you know, we had the clinic. I remember every once in a while you'd have somebody come in and say, well, my neighbor, the plumber, says that this is, you know, and I'm like, wait a minute, was your the neighbor, the plumber, a trained biochemist? Does he have the degree from Florida State? I mean, is he licensed? I mean, he's telling you that this is the way you do it, but he's the plumber. And I'm not saying that plumbers can't be smart, because most of them are really smart, but they're plumbers, and he may have a degree in biochemistry.
He's probably really good at plumbing.
He's probably really good, but you know, and it's the same thing. He's just, gosh, I'm trying to be careful how I say this. If you go to an attorney, okay, who lives in squalor in the back of his car, okay, but he's licensed, you know, but he doesn't have a house, he's in a car, there's a high probability he's not a real good attorney.
There you go.
Okay? If you go to a doctor who's living in squalor in the back of his car and whose car is filled with whopper wrappers and
trash.
You know, I know that happened. You know,
I saw that too. I remember that personally. It was disturbing.
I mean, I had a dermatologist, and I love the guy. He was a great guy. But I went out to his car one time.
We were out in the parking lot. He was parked beside us.
And he gotten divorced, and his entire car, and this is not an exaggeration. This is not hyperbole now. The entire back seat was filled with, like, Burger King wrappers.
Random trash.
I mean all the way to the back.
Fast food cups.
And the front seat was completely full. The only spot where he could wedge himself in was the driver's seat.
Yeah.
But the floors, the seats, and he ended up having a stroke. You know, and I tried to talk to him about it. It's funny. I was putting those two together. I thought, I've seen this.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I took a photo of it. It's on my old phone.
But the irony, though, he was a pretty good dermatologist. I got to give him that. But so a lot of times, though, when you see that behavioral pattern with people and they don't really have the expertise, but you're trying to listen to them, that's why I always tell you guys, especially if you get a cancer diagnosis, just be real here, or a heart disease diagnosis, or somebody wants to do cardiovascular bypass surgery on you diagnosis, or somebody wants to amputate your leg or both your legs or whatever, which I've seen that crazy stuff too. Why don't you get a second opinion?
Yeah.
And if you don't like the second opinion, why don't you get a third opinion? I'm going to give you a little bit of advice here too. Don't tell the second opinion what the first opinion said.
No.
Because it skews their thinking. Yep. And the thinking that, well, I don't want to contradict what this other guy is saying, so let's go along with the flow. And so always get a different opinion from a different doctor without giving them the advice of the other doctor or the opinions or the prognosis, which is an educated guess, of the other doctor. That's really important that you do it that way. Because if you don't do it that way, you're not going to ever find out what you really want to do as far as from your standpoint, which is best for you. Same thing with legal advice. You know, if you go to attorneys, everybody's too happy. I remember years ago.
It's 2024, bro. Everybody sues everybody.
You know, it was funny because I remember I had a friend of mine had an easement issue, and he'd gone to this attorney firm over there in Bartow, and they said, well, we need $50,000 as a retainer. And the guy goes, what? Yeah, $50,000. And we're going to put six attorneys on this easement issue. And we love these cases because people get their emotions involved.
Oh, yeah. We're going to put up. We're going to put name partners on it, $500 an hour.
Yeah, $500 an hour, five people that have $2,500 an hour. We'll have them work for one day. It'll be, you know, what is that? $2,500 times eight. I guess that would be $16,000, $20,000, $18,000 a day. But we're going to burn through the $50,000. And I looked at him and I said, you know, excuse me. Sometimes I use third-party people. Okay? Just I'm not going to say anything else. And I said, this is stupid. And he goes, well, these types of lawsuits are perfect because the Eagles get involved, and usually somebody either dies or moves.
Or goes to jail.
Or goes to jail or goes bankrupt. And I said, oh, wow. And I said, this is nuts with easement issues. And I said, well, so anyhow, this person allowed their title insurance company to get involved, which took care of the easement
issues. Let the insurance handle it.
And then it was crazy because some of the neighbors – if they were spending $1,000 a week for this easement that they had illegally stolen, and this went on for 5 years, just to mention that, and it was $250,000 to use an easement for these people, supposedly. Now, these are estimates because I don't know all the internal costs, for 5 years, but that's when the ego gets involved. So the same thing happens to you when you get involved with medical people. Make sure you get multiple people involved. If you have a diagnosis that says, guy says to you, you'll be dead 24 hours to 7 days if you don't listen to me. That's the ultimate fear porn. Number one, he's not God. Number two, what kind of negative confession over your life is that? If someone said that to me, I would immediately find another physician, honestly, because quite frankly, if they're doing stuff like that, you know, why in
phone
the world?
Is blowing up, man. Oh, so man, is mine.
One hour, leave us alone. They can't do it.
It's fine. I like the responses from customers.
Team_
Health Masters on Instagram.
I know you want to tell me something to talk about on the air. I got that.
I promise I did that. I set the precedent. I did that. I answered the ashwagandha question.
You did?
I did.
This is on you, bud.
It's on me. I'll take it. My fault. I did it.
What's your next story?
Interesting enough, this generation, Gen Z, just continues to keep getting better.
Never stop giving with this one.
Yeah. This is funny now. It's kind of ironic. There's a new report that's come out now. It said 68% of small business owners say Gen Z employees are the least reliable in history, while 71% say they're most likely to have the most mental health issues in the workplace. One of the employers one of the employers surveyed spoke of Gen Z, and I quote, absolute delusion, complete lack of common sense, and zero critical reasoning or basic analytical skills. I'm not picking on Gen Z. I am saying this generation needs a lot of help. And they really need some guidance in some ways. But one thing I have seen, and it's funny because it ties into all this, Gen Z, for some odd reason I've noticed, seem to be stuck in know-it-all gear more than any other generation
that
I've seen.
No.
Because they've got Google and the phone at their tips since they've been born, you bring up a topic, and suddenly, like you said, they're an expert.
Know-it-all gear.
They're an expert. And I'm like, you're 19 years old. Well, I know this and this and this. And how much real-world experience have you had in this? Well, I know this. And sometimes they'll pop out some interesting facts. And then you're like, well, are you going to go to work at any point in time? Oh, I can't be burdened with that. Can't be
that's good. Right.
I have a 9-to-5 job. I had to quit. I had to quit. They actually asked me to do things in email. I couldn't be talked to.
And they would not let me go to my workout class.
Oh, yeah, that one that came out the other day. They got mad. Basically said that they couldn't work in this hostile job environment because they couldn't go to their workout class at 8:30
because they had to
be
working
at 9.
Yeah. It's funny because I knew the lady 2 years ago, and she basically had a child. It was a Gen Z.
Yeah.
And they did an IQ test on him. They wanted to see what he was. And he had and one part of the test they did on him was fluid reasoning skills. It's funny you said this. And he was like at 0 to 2%.
Gosh.
No, this is real. I'm not making this up. And the child, bless his heart, you know, could not because he was raised on an iPad. And he could not think. He could and that's what they're saying here is zero fluid reasoning skills. Now a lot of that's too because of this. Fears over long-term effects of Adderall, as studies suggest, drug can cause fatal heart damage. It can also shrink portions of the brain. These are Schedule II drugs in the same category, morphine, opium, Percocet, and Demerol. Adderall, Ritalin. These are serious drugs. And they put these kids on these drugs and they're 2-3 years old.
Forced salt amphetamine, Adderall is, guys. Be really, really cautious. I say this all the time, especially if you got kids, man. You got somebody that randomly diagnosed them with ADHD. Look at their diet. Look at what they're eating. Look at what they're being exposed to. Look at their outside play activity. Look at their sunshine that they're getting. Look at a lot of factors before you start putting them on Adderall or Ritalin, especially at a young age. If you're a grown adult and you have a developed brain and you decide that's something you really want to do instead of taking supplements like attention factor, that's your grown choice. But when you start taking 3-, 4-, 5-year-old kids and they have no idea and you start popping them
Schedule II
amphetamines, and then you got to remember – it's not bad enough taking them as an adult when you're developed. When you're taking them as a child, nothing's developed in your brain, especially the heart's not developed either all the way. You're pumping, the heart rate's going through the roof.
Stimulants.
It's very aggressive.
It's like cocaine.
It's exactly
cocaine,
what it is.
People prescribed stimulants were 57% more likely to have a weakened heart.
There you go.
But research emphasized overall prevalence of heart damage, is available to these kids who take this stuff. Doctors have issued warning about the long-term effects of Adderall after a study suggested the meds can cause heart damage. Researchers at the University of Colorado looked at Americans between the age of 20 and 40 who were prescribed Adderall or Ritalin for their ADHD, and they found that nearly 60% of these people, 60%, Austin, have likely to have a weakened heart 8 years after taking them compared with people who had ADD but who were not taking those medications. I mean, think through what you want to do. And then this other one came out, and this is a crazy one. Doctors warn, and this is one of these fear things again. Doctors warn of a new fatal complication from Ozempic and Wegovy that may cause food to be sucked into the lungs and choke patients to death. Now, that's a crazy article. I mean, how in the world can Ozempic, which is supposed to stabilize blood sugar and insulin, cause a fatal complication of having food sucked into your lungs? Well, listen to what they say. They get you to read the title. This is some of this crazy stuff they put out. And it says, this medication could raise the risk of complications from GI procedures. Oh. So if you have a gastrointestinal procedure and you're taking this, you have these problems. The drugs led to a 30% greater risk of aspiration pneumonia if you're basically being incubated, I guess. Surgery patients on blockbuster weight loss drugs like Ozempic could be risk of choking to death, study warns. Researchers in California looked at nearly 1 million Americans who had an endoscopy, which examines the upper digestive tract, and they found that patients underwent the procedure, which involves inserting a tube with a camera, actually were 33% more likely to suffer aspiration pneumonia. Okay, this is one of those twisted articles that says something that's true, but it uses incomplete information in the title to get you to read it. So if you see this, read through it. So I suggest if you're going to be going in for this surgery to have endoscopy done, that you do not use your drug for a few months. In fact, I suggest in general that you never take drugs like that because they have so many side effects. You'd be better off to take the berberine
and cinnamon extract.
Cinnamon extract and cut your high glycemic. Okay, first of all, there's no easy fix to this. If you're 100 pounds overweight, you got to change your diet.
Period.
Now you can go in and have part of your intestines cut out. You can't do that. I mean, but isn't that a bit extreme? I'm asking you that. Just don't bring the jump.
You're better off. Now, what's that one they do? The band surgery. They put the band on the stomach.
And they have the balloon in there too. You're better off to do the balloon, than anything else, because they can remove that. But the point is, cut back on the intake. I mean, say, well, I don't want to do that. Well, yeah, I told my friend the other day. He's 100 pounds overweight. He's having problems with his back. And he said, and I told him, I said, why don't you just lose 100 pounds? I said, your back will feel a whole lot better. And he goes, well, I don't know if I can do that. I said, well, last time I saw you, you were 100 pounds, up and down, 100, 100 up, 100 up, 100 down. He'd been doing that his whole life. And I'm like, if you just start eating, first of all, stop making it a diet.
Make it a lifestyle.
Make it a lifestyle.
100%.
You know, just say, I'm going to eat clean. And, you know, if you're dating somebody, you're married to somebody, you know, talk to them and say, hey, look, why don't we just eat clean? Why do we have to go out every single night and get dessert at three different restaurants after we've had engorged ourselves every night?
It's a lot of money, too.
It's a lot of money. It can be thousands of dollars. Like the, years ago, I had a friend of mine. I mean, we were sitting there, and him and his wife and me and Sharon, and we our bill for our meal was like $60. His bill was like $200. You know the guy's big guy.
Oh, yeah.
And his wife was way overweight, and, you know, and I finally told him, I said, why don't you guys just split a meal like we're doing? Oh, we won't do that. I never split a meal. I'm like, I'm not doing it to save money, though. It does save money. That's not a bad idea to do it to save money. But I said, the reality is I don't want all those extra calories. And if you, by the way, if you do that, give the waitress a good tip if you split a meal.
That's especially if they're cool. Especially if they're quality service.
Yeah,
man.
Don't do that. So I'm going to split a $20 meal. I'm going to sit here at your table for 5 hours.
Yeah, get a $4 tip.
Don't do that. Don't be that guy, please. I mean, I've waited on tables before. So was Austin. Don't be that guy, because, you know, and people would say, well, we don't even like going to restaurants, or we don't like working in restaurants after church on Sunday because the Christians are so cheap. Stop that.
I can attest to that. As sad as that is, Sunday afternoon schedules were the absolute worst.
Well, yeah, because I mean, think about it for a second. I mean,
You get an eight top. They bring all their kids in. They get 50 refills the whole time. They make a mess. They throw food everywhere. You leave. It's a $150 bill. And they leave $1.62 on the table, and you're like,
that sounds like you're still dealing with that one.
Sunday, I'm a little salty on that
do
one.
Do we need to talk about this?
Listen.
Do you need therapy?
Listen, I might. We have to have a therapy session on the show.
This is one.
I remember specifically. It made me mad.
I know. I mean, that's very
like specific. A coinage, a dollar in coinage on the table, and the piles of just trash and food from the children having food fights at the table. And I'm like, really, dude? Really? Really?
Yeah. But don't be that guy, that girl. But to make sure you know when you go out, think about it for a second. Your waiter or your waitress, this is their job. They're not doing it for fun. They're paying their bills with this. They're feeding their own children. They're doing all of that
stuff.
If
you don't want a tip, then cook at home.
Yeah. You know,
do it yourself. Do your own dishes and do your own food at home. It's a lot cheaper if you don't want a tip. But don't go out and expect everybody to wait on you.
Well, no, there's a really good restaurant in Ybor City. I suggest you don't go there at night. It's called the Acropolis.
Ybor at night?
No, Ybor at night, you get killed. you die at Ybor. You die at Ybor at night. This happened last Halloween. Ybor is one of those weird places. It's like a double-edged sword. The only reason I would even go there is because of the Columbia restaurant and the Acropolis restaurant.
The roads are horrible, man.
Oh, yeah.
Potholes, yeah, cobblestone.
Don't drive a sports car with a low spoiler. You're probably not going to leave there without the spoiler. Just mentioning that. But the reality is that I go to a restaurant there at the Acropolis, and they know me there. And they all want to wait on us, you know, when I come in, because we always are really fair with everybody.
Yeah.
We're always generous with them. Because don't you want to be that guy or that girl? They come in and say, hey, we want to wait on you today. Instead of, oh, my God, get him out of here.
Nobody wants his table.
Will you leave? I mean, why? Well, because you don't ever tip anybody. Where do you want to be on this great scale of things, especially if you're proclaiming Christ and they see you pray before the meal? I'm being very real right now. If they see you talking about Jesus, and they see you praying at the meal, and you
leave $1.62.
Oh, my gosh. What does that do as far as from a witness standpoint? Did I just hit home on somebody's little, you know?
You get letters on that one.
I'll get letters. Yeah. Oh, by the way, thank you for not sending me letters on the Harley. That was nice. Thank you. But I did get a letter on a BMW motorcycle. How great it was. I did get the letter yesterday.
On the BMW?
Yeah, because I had that 1600 GTL.
Dude, BMW makes some of the finest sports bikes in the market.
Oh, well, that 1000RR.
That 1000RR is a whole other animal.
That motorcycle handles so well. I remember I rode one years ago, and it feels like you're on a razor blade. It's so tight.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm not endorsing it because they're dangerous.
I was about to say,
but, oh my God.
We're not endorsing sport bikes anymore in the state of Florida. I already covered that spread. I've sold all mine. I don't own anymore. I don't ride anymore.
By the way, I had the opportunity to pray for you guys the other day, and I really appreciate it. I love you guys. And have you noticed we're trying to make the news more light? You know, because I
just one of those days.
I'll be honest with you. You know, there's a point in time when you kind of get to the saying, well, is it always negative? Well, not with us, but we will talk to you about being disarmed at Disney. I could tell
they
you.
They have metal detectors now because they didn't have that. See, when I went there, they didn't have metal detectors.
I could tell you some more stories of Disney that would curl your toes, but I don't want to do that. We may do that at a later date. But the point.
Reedy Creek.
You know, without even that. But, you know, I'm talking about having. Well, never. I will say it this way. We were on a ride one time. There were seven of us at Soarin, and we were laughing. It was a theme park, right? And some little dweeb came up afterwards, in the early 20s, and said, you need to follow me to security. And I'm like, what are you working here? She goes, no. She goes, you were laughing on
you
the ride.
You ruined my ride.
You ruined my ride. You were laughing. And I'm like,
that was at Epcot.
That was at Epcot.
That was Epcot. Yeah, and so, hence why I don't go back to.
No, it was.
I have a whole host of reasons. And here's the thing, too. And I'll just be honest with you guys. I've lived in Florida my whole life, and everybody seems to descend on this state every single year. So thank
Especially
you.
Spring break right now.
Yeah. There's so many other great things to do in Florida. Like besides go blow 10 grand at the Rat World. There's some cool King's Landing. Go up to the springs. Go paddleboarding and canoeing in one of the cleanest springs with the aquifers. It's amazing up there. Go do something fun in Florida besides support a company that's owned by BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, and wants to rip you off for $15, $20, $30 turkey legs, whatever they are now.
These be $2 a piece.
No,
turkey legs are $2. Then they were $2, like $3, $4. Yeah. You know, it kept going up and up. Now, mind you, that smoked turkey leg is pretty good. It was, but not for $15,
$20. Not for $20, $30 it is now.
For a turkey leg.
Go support Florida, real Florida, not giant corporations.
Go to the springs. The springs are beautiful here.
All kinds of fun stuff. Go to the Everglades. Go gator hunting.
Go
My
kill
goodness.
A gator.
Yeah,
please kill a gator. That'd be nice.
There's overabundance. They didn't give enough tags out again last year.
Oh, and by the way, if you want to argue with me about killing alligators, just take a quick dip in Lake Okeechobee for a while, see what happens, see how much you're going to like gators.
He's joking. Don't do that.
But I mean, because you're not going to be, you probably won't come out. Well, you might come out in pieces. But the point is in the abdominal cavity of a large, you know, reptile. But don't be telling us what we can and can't have here as far as animals. And if we don't like gators because they've eaten our dogs and come after us, and leave us be. Because we're still alive.
If you want to got a hill to die on, protect elephants or something. Like a really cool, majestic animal.
I love elephants.
Stop supporting. I've gotten emails for it. Why are you killing gators? Because the state of Florida asks us to kill them. They're a nuisance problem. They eat everything.
They used to tell us they were an endangered species. What?
Not anymore. Not anymore. So, yeah. If you come to Florida.
GHI. We're almost out of time.
GHI, the curcumin, bioactive ingredient, spice of turmeric, 160 therapeutic activities, really good formula, helps out significantly with cognitive functioning and detoxifying the body. Be sure to check it out. You guys need anything, healthmasters.com, team_healthmasters on Instagram. Be sure to like us, follow us, comment on there. I like getting responses back from people like this. I can't answer everything on the show, I'll be honest with you like that. But when I do get some cool stuff.
Once you did that, our phones blew
up. I know. Steve's going to hate me. I'm going to go to the office. I guarantee he's going to say something to me about it today. But I do like the feedback. I do like everybody commenting and stuff. I'll do the best I can. If you guys like that, I can answer questions on the show.
But why don't you send us to Texas through Instagram?
That's what it is. It was on Instagram. Yeah.
But before the shows.
Well, yeah, it was before the show.
Well, by my word, I had three or four.
Well, you got people calling you, man. Well, at least the train didn't go off.
Well, they're trying to tell me. Well, I got to say, at least I muted it this time.
True.
Hey, I love you guys. Austin, finish it up.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Healthmasters.com. Be sure to vote for the product of the week for what you want to see win next week as well. If you guys saw GHI Cleanse Vanilla, one product of the week. All off, will blow open. Our containers are pretty strong, though. We ship them all over the world. You guys need anything, we've got expedited shipping now that is usually next day or second day air anywhere in the country. And we have DHL Express International. So be sure to take advantage of that if you guys want to get stuff really, really quick for a really good price. Healthmasters.com, thank you for taking care of us as we take care of you guys the best we possibly can. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, my friends. Stay strong, stay healthy. Talk to you again on this show tomorrow as always.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.